let go and let God. I like watching people. It's a good thing, I think, and I learn from it. I learned particularly to watch people almost in a professional kind of way when I was at UBC studying theater. We were, in fact, required to go and watch people in an airport or a hotel lobby. And I've continued to do that to this day. It's something I find fascinating, and as I say, I do learn from it. People are amazingly interesting if you just watch them. But watching is different than being alert. At least that's what Luke seems to be saying in the gospel reading today. Calls to alertness can be very important. Don't ever do that. Battle stations. Listen up. Whatever you do, don't touch that button. These calls to attention command our attention. And when it is needed in such cases, such as an emergency or immediate danger, or when we need to change our focus to another direction, they call us to attention when we are unaware, or perhaps being lazy, or perhaps we're asleep, awake at the switch, as it were. It tells us to wake up. But all these calls to alertness, they can be jarring to the senses and to the body. Nobody can be alert all of the time. That's why, for example, shifts are taken at sentry posts, why public alerts are given only sparingly. Given the hyper alert of all this all the time, humanity, it's impossible to be that way. It harms, as I say, the body and the psyche. Being alert all the time can also stifle, hinder, or even stop the creative process. Important and famous people in many fields, from scientists to actors to composers to researchers, visual artists, almost universally say that their inspiration or the aha moment that they have came in a period of relaxation or meditation, or when they were just taking a break. And I have an interesting and important example of this. The theologian Martin Luther, who very arguably started the Protestant movement, got all his good ideas, he said, including the 95 Theses and the Justification for Faith, got all his good ideas when, how shall I say this, on Sunday in a church, doing his business on the outside outhouse. And in fact, just not too long ago, and this is, I'm not making this up, they found that outhouse near where he used to live, and it is now, because it was such an important thing, in a museum where you can see Martin Luther's place where he got all of his great ideas. I just assume he wasn't being alert at that time, if you know what I mean. All of this is to say, looking at the gospel reading today, Luke seems to be saying we need to wait for God with unending and unyielding vigilance. I remember once, long ago, before I was thinking of becoming a priest, I did go to a church, and I guess that I was there early, and it was clearly the priest car, because it said priest parking, and there was the car, and on the bumper sticker it said, "Jesus is coming, look busy." And that's sort of what Luke seems to be saying today. The servants in the reading must wait for the return for their banquet master at the home, and the homeowner must stay awake and wide-eyed all night because he doesn't know when the thief will come and break in. As interesting and gripping as these images are, as I've mentioned, none of these people, at least ourselves, can remain on hyper watch and attention all of the time. And I do not believe Luke is trying to say that. I am very certain that Jesus did not mean that in his teachings. Jesus said just before this, "Do not worry about your life, and do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." So there is a more faithful, I think, much more healthier understanding of this passage. Jesus speaks to his disciples, and he talks to us about the many distractions that we have in our life. From the rich man's story that with his barn that was too full that we heard last week, to the rich man who could not follow Jesus because he could not give up all of his possessions. In Jesus' mind, being rich is not about how much stuff that you have, particularly when all of the stuff is God's in reality anyway. Being rich to Jesus means something else. As well, being alert to God does not mean that you have to stay awake all night protecting your stuff, particularly, as I just said, when all of the stuff is God's anyway. Being alert to Jesus means something else. What Jesus is teaching is that we should adjust our thinking to the notion that the whole of life is an incredible and abundant, generous gift from God. A gift that, due to its very nature, can be given away as generously as it can be received. It's hard to receive or share or give away a gift if your arms are firmly crossed and your fists are clenched shut. Being rich towards God is being open in spirit, being open towards God's gifts that may not at first be obvious. I think I told this story once in a very different context, but I'm going to tell it again because it fits quite perfectly with what I'm trying to say here. In Puerto Vallarta, where I travel to fairly often because I think it's just a great place to be, they have buses. Wonderful bus system that they have. It's very inexpensive, and it's a bit of an amusement park ride, too. They drive like crazy, and have to hold on for your dear life. It's a bit of an experience. One thing they allow on these buses is busking. So someone will come on with a guitar or a jukebox and start singing and that sort of thing, and at the end of the line, they go around and ask for donations. Frankly, how these guys can play a guitar and stand up without holding on for dear life, I don't know how they do it, but they do. And generally speaking, it's a good thing. Sometimes the jukeboxes are a bit too loud, but there you go. Anyway, this one trip I was taking, it would be just after school, and that's important, I'll stay just for a second. Clearly, because of the looks and everything, a mother and her daughter got on the bus, and it was obviously after school because her daughter was still wearing the school uniform, and they were busking, and they were both singing. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, why is this mother doing that to her child? You know, it's just after school. Couldn't she be going home and studying? Or, you know, why is she doing this? I was being very judgmental about this and thinking, you know, why, you know, this doesn't quite sit right with me, I thought. And then they started to sing. And what they were singing actually were spirituals. And they were amazing. And the last one they did was Ave Maria in two-part harmony that brought me to tears. It was absolutely beautiful. And so what I get from that is, other than I was being way too judgmental, Patrick, was that if I had missed this gift from God to all of us on the bus, through them, what would I have missed if I had just tuned out and said, I don't like this, instead of being open to what they were doing? And I believe that is what Luke is asking us to do in this gospel passage. So how does this relate to the gospel passage of the servants and the homeowner being on hyper alert? Being on high alert, or alternatively being asleep at the switch, need hardly be our opposite and only alternatives. As human beings, we are exceptionally good at cultivating and expanding our unspoken awareness, our peripheral vision. We are great at growing our ability to listen and to see things a busy person might well easily have missed, as I might have missed on that bus. We can focus on events, we can anticipate actions, we can watch for behavior in ways that are neither fanatically serious or blurred and confused. There is a difference between being the lookout and being on the lookout. Instead of seeking and looking and searching all around all of the time, as the theologian Jean Lowry put it, we can position ourselves to be surprised. And surprised is exactly what the servants get in this gospel reading as the master turns around and serves them a banquet. It turns out the banquet, or the kingdom of God, is given to them not as a reward for being vigilant, but rather as a gift, a gracious gift from God for simply being themselves. What I believe Luke is saying here is that it takes time and practice and even discipline in an odd sort of way in order to have the creative breakthroughs that happen when we are aware, but aware in a relaxed kind of way. This relaxed way of awareness accepts the perceptions that come your way as a gift instead of imposing your will on the situation. Sculptors almost unanimously say that the rock itself is talking to them, and the final form is a gift that comes from God, through the artist, and for the beauty of the world. The song they sang on the bus was a gift from God, through their voices, and for the beauty of the world. The servants get a gracious gift from God because they were going about their daily business, being attentive and themselves. The homeowner, on the other hand, is asleep and doesn't know when the thief comes because he was looking so long and so hard. Given all that, Luke is saying to us, Jesus is saying to us, the Holy Spirit is saying to us, let go and let God.